This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, April 21st, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The annual Champions for Kids Razorfest is April 26th at the Razorback Stadium in Fayetteville. This free family event begins at 10 a.m. and features games, autographs, live music, and giveaways. The U of A red and white football game begins at 1 p.m. More information is available at championsforkids.org. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Mercy Hospital continues its commitment to sustainability with a new recycling program. Also, a conversation with the author of Sharecropper's Troubadour, which discusses the life of Arkansas musician John L. Hancock's. Plus, the latest installment of Arkansongs, Roby Brock has his weekly political and business news recap, and more. But first, the latest job report shows another month of positive trends. Figures released Friday by the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services show the state's unemployment rate dropped from 7.1 to 6.9%. Michael Packow, an economist with the University of Arkansas in Little Rock, says month-to-month changes often aren't too meaningful, but this report lends credence to the idea of an improving economy.
It's the first time since January of 2009 that the rate has been under 7%. That's definitely making some progress. I think more important is the trend that this continues. This was the seventh consecutive month that we've seen household employment increase and unemployment decline.
Packow does caution that some of the gains were part of a regular uptick in seasonal workforce sectors. But he says even after seasonal adjustments, employment in most sectors still showed signs of positive growth. However, according to a report released late last week, the state unemployment rate is slightly above the national average, and African Americans are experiencing joblessness at nearly three times the rate of whites. The study from Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families also states that African Americans are more likely to experience low wages and a lack of hours in part-time positions more frequently than whites. Eleanor Wheeler, a senior policy analyst with the organization, says education could close that gap.
If we start early with pre-K, that has a big impact on achievement outcomes, and it also helps to close the gap early between minority and white students. In addition to that, higher education is one of the biggest factors in employability. And if we improve access to higher education, then we can help all Arkansans have the opportunity to find good jobs.
Wheeler also argues that increasing the minimum wage would benefit families regardless of education levels. The report contends reducing employment disparities will also positively impact the economy as a whole. Another study says eliminating health disparities for Arkansas minorities would result in a reduction in direct medical care expenditures by more than $518 million. The study was presented Friday at a minority health summit at Philander Smith College in Little Rock, and it was commissioned by the Arkansas Minority Health Commission in partnership with the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. The study found that more than 79% of excess medical expenditures were attributable to African Americans, who have the worst health profile among racial and ethnic groups in the state. Dr. Mick Tilford, chair of the Department of Health Policy and Management at UAMS, says that a problem lies in engaging policymakers to value health care for minorities as much as they do for non-minorities.
I've written about policymakers saying that, explicitly they say you can't put a value on a life, but when they say we can't afford health insurance in a state where people are dying at higher rates because of a lack of health care, then implicitly they are putting a value on a life, and it is low.
Dr. Tilford champions the Affordable Care Act and says he believes it will be one factor that helps improve the health status of minority populations. A decision on whether Arkansas's 2004 ban on same-sex marriage will be reaffirmed or lifted is being weighed after litigators presented nearly 3 hours of arguments Thursday. Pulaski County Circuit Judge Chris Piazza says he will have a written judgment within 2 weeks. After the proceedings, Jack Wagner, an attorney for the plaintiffs, framed the court's future decision in the context of similar litigation nationally.
This ruling won't do anything on a national level beyond add to the ever-increasing load of cases that have gone our way. You know, you saw me go over, I think, 18 different decisions, I think 14 federal courts and three state courts. all the decisions that have come out since the United States Supreme Court's decision in Windsor last June, and every single one of them has ruled in favor of the plaintiffs in those cases.
The state, represented by Assistant Attorney General Colin Jorgensen, argues the will of voters, expressed in a 2004 amendment to the state's constitution, lends legitimacy to the ban. But Wagner argues previous cases affirm fundamental rights cannot be superseded by the will of the majority. All parties involved concede a stay is likely if the ban is overturned, with the case likely to head to the state Supreme Court. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe will receive an honorary degree next month from the University of Arkansas. According to the university, Governor Beebe will receive an honorary Doctor of Laws degree during the all-university commencement ceremony on May 10th. The governor received his undergraduate degree from Arkansas State University in 1968 and received his Juris Doctorate from the UA School of Law in 1975. Anita Huffington, a sculptor and artist based in Northwest Arkansas, will also receive an honorary degree from the U of A. Huffington, originally from Baltimore and now living near Winslow, will receive an honorary Doctor of Fine Arts degree. Her work in stone, bronze, wood, and mixed media has been featured in the collections of Crystal Bridges, the Arkansas Art Center, and the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The Razorback baseball team won 2 of 3 during the weekend series at home. Arkansas defeated Vanderbilt 6-2 on Friday, then lost Saturday's game with a final score of 2-1. During yesterday's game, Arkansas held off another Vanderbilt win with a final score of 3-1. Arkansas is now 9-9 in the SEC and 25-16 on the season. The Razorbacks remain home tomorrow for a midweek series against Northwestern State. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals won 1 and lost 1 during the weekend while on the road in Tulsa. The Nats won 6-5 Friday, but the Drillers came back with a commanding 9-3 win Saturday. After the series in Tulsa, the Naturals are 4-12 on the season, and the team returns home today for a series against the Springfield Cardinals. Mostly cloudy tonight with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 51 in northwest Arkansas. In the Arkansas River Valley, there's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low around 56. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with highs from 72 to 77 degrees, and mostly clear tomorrow night with lows from 46 to 51.